A government committee met Tuesday afternoon to address concerns about the need for more affordable housing in Nova Scotia. Michael Kablin, Executive Director of the Affordable Housing Association of Nova Scotia, gave an update on the amount of people in HRM currently facing homelessness.
1,068 people today in Halifax, where we keep in HRM, where we keep that data today, are experiencing homelessness. It's not just a number. These are people who are, you probably walked past some of them today coming to this building. These are people who are couch surfing, who are often in difficult situations. These are people who are struggling right now. And I think we want to put that face when we talk about the solutions we need, and these are the people we're trying to resolve. 765, another number. That's the number of people today that have been in that situation for 6 months or more. It's a long time. And the reason why we track that differently is because after 6 months, the outcomes become almost catastrophic.
Adrian Mason, Director of Housing Development and Partnerships, said the province is working to create more deeply affordable housing.
I think probably more noteworthy would be some of the other programs that are specifically targeted towards deeply affordable and supportive housing units. So one would be the Rapid Housing Initiative, which is actually a federal program but relies on provincial support. There's been three rounds of the program. In the first two rounds, government spent $16.6 million creating 195 supportive housing units. And we're currently in round three, which the funding hasn't been finalised yet, but it's likely to generate an additional 63 units. The other program that's been that's targeting, again, the deeply affordable sort of vulnerable communities is the Community Housing Acquisition Program. So in the first year, that has loaned over $21 million to create 436 units, and 141 of those are being provided in partnership with our colleagues in Department of Community Services to provide deeply affordable supportive housing solutions. So that's just two of the programs that are targeted more specifically at that. And then there are other initiatives recently announced, a tiny home community over in Sackville, which will create another 52 units, and that's just shy of a $10 million investment.
Kablin said the issue the province is facing is the costs associated with building affordable housing.
The solution to homelessness is housing. It's not fishing tents. It's not pallet shelters. It's not camping. It's not someone's couch. It's not a shelter, a conventional shelter. It's more housing. It's more accessible, affordable, and in often cases, supported housing. And unfortunately, despite the best efforts and the meaningful investments being made by government, it's still demonstrating it's not enough. And, you know, we hear about millions. Unfortunately, the challenge is going to require billions. And I recognize the difficulty that to procure that kind of money to resolve the challenge that we're facing. What you'll see is as we continue, as the community and as with the support of government continues to add solutions, whether that be permanent supportive housing through the Community Housing Acquisition Program, whether that be shelter capacity or all the other responses that have been, kind of been coming forward, that ultimately just identifies more people that need more help. We're housing people as quickly or less quickly than they're presenting needing support. And the longer that the problem goes on, the more that's going to continue.
Mason said other projects are underway for affordable housing in the province.
Yes, the Land for Housing Initiative started last year, so we're still early days. We've been slowly identifying parcels of land across the province that we feel would be suitable for housing development and making those parcels available to either private developers or community housing organisations in exchange for the land being used, obviously, for housing, but most importantly, for affordable housing as well. There has to be an affordable housing component. To date, we have released 28 what we call property opportunity notices. And in fact, I believe there's another four that are due to go out this week. We've received 20 proposals. We currently have approved 10 projects to move forward. Unfortunately, two of those may not be proceeding any further, but eight are proceeding. and they should deliver around about 522 new units as things stand at the moment. That does change in time. I mean, you know, these projects are very early stages, and so things do change as they move forward. Sometimes they grow in size, sometimes they contract. But at the moment, as things stand, it should deliver about 522 new units, and of that, about 245 will be affordable. So it's, you know, it's being an effective program. It's another tool to help grow and sustain the community housing sector. Of the eight that have been approved to move forward, the majority of them, five of them, are with community housing groups, and three with private developers. So we hope that it's a, you know, useful tool that's going to help, you know, organisations such as the Affordable Housing Association of Nova Scotia, you know, build and grow to that sort of that scalable kind of critical mass that Mr. Campbell referred to.